the good news, according to Luke, chapter 8. And it happened soon afterwards that he traveled around through cities and villages, preaching and announcing the good news about the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, along with certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary, who was called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, Susanna, and many others who took care of their necessities from their financial means. And when a great crowd had come together, including those coming to him from many cities, he spoke to them using a parable. The sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell on the pathway where people walked on it, and the birds of the heaven devoured it. And other seeds fell on the rock, but as soon as it germinated, it withered because it had no moisture. And other seeds fell among the thorn bushes, and so the thorns grew among them and choked them. And other seeds fell into good soil and grew and produced 100 times as much fruit. As he said these things, he cried out, "He who has hearing ears, let him hear." Later his disciples asked him what this parable meant, and he said, "It has been granted to you to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but to the rest, things are said only in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the meaning of the parable is this: the seed is the word of God, and those which fell on the pathway are those who have heard, but then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart, so that they may not believe and be saved. And those on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but these have no root. So they believe for a while, but in times of temptation they fall away. And those seeds which fell among the thorns are those who have heard, but as they go on their way, they are choked with the preoccupations, the riches, and the pleasures of this life, and consequently bring no fruit to maturity. And those seeds in the good soil, these are those who, with a beautiful and good heart, having heard the word, hold tightly onto it and bring forth fruit with perseverance. And no one, after lighting a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a lampstand, so that those who come in may see the light. For nothing is hidden which will not be uncovered, nor anything secret that will not become known and be exposed. Be very careful, therefore, how you hear, for whoever holds on to what he has, even more will be given to him. But whoever does not hold onto what he has, even what he appears to have, will be taken away from him. And his mother and brothers came to him, but they could not get near him because of the crowd. And some told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside wanting to see you." But he answered and said to them, "My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it." Now it happened on one of those days that he entered into a boat, he and his disciples, and he said to them, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." And they set off. But as they went, he fell asleep, and a great windstorm descended on the sea, and their boat was filling with water, putting them in danger. So they came to him and woke him up, saying, "Master, Master, we are going to die." So he got up, rebuked the wind and the raging water, and they stopped and became calm. Then he said to them, "Where is your trust?" And being overawed, they were struck with admiration for him, saying one to another, "Who then is this, that he even commands the winds and the water, and they obey him?" And they arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is across from Galilee. When he had come out onto the land, a certain man from the city met him who had demons for a long time. This man wore no clothes and didn't live in a house, but in the tombs. And when he saw Jesus, he cried out, prostrating himself before him and saying with a loud voice, "What do you have to do with me, Jesus, you Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torment me." For he was commanding the unclean spirit to come out from the man. This was because it frequently dominated him, so that he was kept shackled with chains and fetters. But he broke the bands apart and was driven by the demon into the wilderness. Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion." For many demons had entered into him, and they begged him not to command them to go away into the abyss. Now there was a large herd of swine feeding nearby on the mountain, and they begged him to permit them to enter into them. So he allowed them. And the demons came out of the man and entered into the swine. Then the herd rushed headlong over a precipice into the sea and were drowned. And when those who had fed them saw what had happened, they fled and reported what had occurred in the city and in the surrounding countryside. So those who heard came to see what had happened. And when they got to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone out clothed and in his right mind, sitting at the feet of Jesus. And they became very fearful. And those who had seen it told them how the demon-possessed man was made whole, and all the people of the surrounding region of the Gerasenes, that whole area, asked him to leave them, for they were gripped with tremendous fear. So he entered into a boat and returned. But the man from whom the demons had gone out begged him to let him be with him. But he sent him away, saying, "Go back home and tell everyone about the great things God has done for you." And so he left, proclaiming throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him. And as Jesus returned, the multitude welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And look, a man named Jairus, who was a leader in the synagogue, came and fell down at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house because he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age, who was dying. But as he went, the crowds pressed tightly around him. And a woman, having had an issue of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her savings on physicians, but could not be healed by any of them, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And when everyone denied it, Peter and those who were with him said, "Master, the crowd is all around you and pressing on you. How can you ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus said, "Someone did touch me, for I perceived that power went out from me." Then when the woman saw that she was not going to escape notice, she came forward, trembling, and prostrating herself before him, she declared in the presence of everyone why she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace." While he was still speaking, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying, "Your daughter is dead. Don't bother the teacher." But Jesus, hearing it, answered him, "Don't be afraid. Just believe, and she will be made whole." And when he came to the house, he didn't allow anyone to enter in with him except Peter, John, and James, along with the father and mother of the girl. And everyone was weeping and wailing for her, but he said, "Don't weep, for she is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed and ridiculed him, knowing that she was dead. But he, taking her by the hand, called to her, saying, "Maiden, arise." And her spirit returned, and she rose up immediately, and he directed that she be given something to eat. Her parents were astounded, but he ordered them to tell no one what had happened. This is the end of Luke chapter 8.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.